Hello, everybody. I would like to sing for you Jingle Bells with the overtone singing. Christmas, Joyeux Noël, Chúc mừng Giáng sinh.
Hey, freaks, it's Monday, December 14th, 2020. Coming up on the program today, we are in the middle of the pornpocalypse. Plus, my ode to gay fisting, farting like an unbalanced washing machine, and shitting in a box for those porch pirates. All this, plus your voicemails today on DB.
I want to come while I eat your smelly, hairy, wet pussy.
Is Miss Vagina thinking about Mr. Penis?
I know what abortion smells like. Did you know abortion even had a smell?
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
All right, hey freaks, Tim back here with you, starting a new week of programs. Got a good one for you today. I was out just getting a cup of coffee real quick today, and man, there are so many Amazon delivery trucks out now. Makes sense. It's Christmas time. I get it. The issue I have specifically with Amazon drivers is I don't think they go through much training to drive those little vans. It could just be a Cincinnati thing because Cincinnati drivers in general are shit. These van drivers don't even try to find a parking spot. They just park in the middle of the road. They barely scooch over to one side. It really does create quite a hazard if it's a busy street and you got people coming from both directions and you can't see around the van. I'm not the only person to notice this. I've got a short clip here of an Amazon driver literally parking in the middle of the road to drop off a package. He has created quite the traffic jam because I don't think he can find the address. He knows he's on the right street. The numbers are close to what he's looking for. He gets out of his van and he starts walking up and down the road. Meanwhile, there's like 10, 12 cars behind him that can't do anything. They can't get around him. The street is too narrow. So one of the drivers waiting decides to confront the Amazon delivery man. You know how I love confrontation.
I said, move the truck or I'll move it for you.
No, you're not moving nothing. I'm ready to drive these packages off and you ready to wait, bro. Chill, bro. I just parked the truck not too long ago.
There are fucking 10 cars in the way.
See, I would argue that's not parked. It's not parked if it's in the middle of the road. And also, the driver's so dumb. He has left the sliding van door open. It just doesn't seem secure.
Bag is off and you ready to wait, bro. Chill, bro. I just parked the truck not too long ago.
There are fucking 10 cars in the way. Move the motherfucking truck.
Yeah, all right. Picture that. You're not talking to me like that, bro. Show some respect.
I am talking to you like that right now. You hear me? They all hear me. You inconsiderate piece of shit. Move the fucking truck.
Show some respect. I'm wearing that Amazon logo.
Yeah, you can fuck off too.
I'm an essential worker.
Yeah,
all right, I'm gonna move it for you then.
If you get in my fucking truck, I'm gonna spaz on you, bro.
You're gonna spaz on me. You're gonna spaz on me. Why don't you spaz on the steering wheel?
I'm trying to drop my shit off, bro. Get out of my face, bro.
Dude, move the van. Come on, you got like 20 people.
All y'all in my fucking ear, bro. Go get in your fucking truck, bro.
Do you see the fucking mess you're causing?
Bro, I'm not causing it. I'm just trying to deliver the packages.
There's a fucking parking spot right there, and you're in the middle of the goddamn street, you fool.
You got people getting out of their cars. Multiple people.
I don't know.
You think you're the right here?
Yeah, you don't give a fuck. You don't give a fuck when your ass is fired.
I'm not going to get fired, bro. I'm dropping packages.
You are.
I'm not.
You think you're not going to get fired for this?
On you.
I kind of get, like, those vans are really long, and it's like, I don't want to have to parallel park that. If it was me, I would just drive up on people's lawns. They're not going to be mad. They're going to be happy they're getting their stupid PS5 or whatever. And when I got back in my van, I wouldn't back out. I'd just continue to go forward, drive through their entire goddamn yard back onto the road. You know, besides, those Amazon vans are new. They probably have backup cameras, cameras all around. Or not that hard to parallel park. I was just being lazy, inconveniencing everyone. Oh, speaking of massive inconveniences, I've got some news for you. The porn-pocalypse is upon us. It's over. It's all over. If you logged into Pornhub today to slick your dick and spurt your girt, you probably noticed that there weren't any videos to masturbate to. Pornhub has pulled the plug on all homemade, amateur, anonymous, unverified porno videos. What's left is just models and porn studio shit. If you like it dirty and or illegal, you ain't gonna find it on Pornhub. They have deleted millions of videos. And the pornpocalypse is just getting started. Oh, the humanity. One final fuck you from 2020. Let's say you're a gay guy and you like to masturbate to hot, anonymous restroom sex. You're not going to find many videos of that. I checked. I am that gay. Look, here's why I like it. It's stinky in public restrooms, and that's what I really get off to. I like the odors of a dirty restroom, and I like the fact that you search for bareback restroom sex, you're not going to get some high-polished videos. It's going to be raw and real. Not anymore, it's not. It has all been taken away from me. What the hell is there left? What is there to watch? Plastic-looking beefcake models? Nipples that look like they were greased up with Pam? Well-groomed genitals? I like my female assholes with a little bit of hair. It lets me know that these are some real bitches. And the hair locks in some flavor, if you know what I mean. I'm actually quite concerned for the show. Legit, big-name studios don't tend to produce the extreme fetish videos that make good DV clips. Take gay fisting, for instance. Yeah, Pornhub will have some videos, but not the real nasty, gross, and dangerous gay fisting porn that you've come to expect from Distorted View Daily. You know the type I'm talking about. At the end of a good gay fisting session, that ass meat is just hanging out of the poor dude's butthole, and he's screaming.
If you're gay and on a date, let me stimulate your prostate. Twist that wrist when you're sitting on my fist. Different types of lubricant, water-based silicone, and spit right where he shits. Sitting on my fist.
Lucy from the Pampers in a stupor. No more feeling in your blown-out pooper. It's a drooper.
Call a good proctologist, cause I think I may have felt an anal cyst when you were sitting on my fist. I think you may have taken a poo. Yes, I smell that number two. Digging out that chimney coal. I lost my watch deep in your hole. Punch, fuck that rectal wall. Reach around and grab my balls. I'm covered in slime. What a fun gay old time. If you're gay and on a date, let me stimulate your prostate. Twist that wrist, sitting on my fist. Different types of lubricant, water-based silicone, and spit right where he shits, sitting on my fist.
I hope we'll be able to continue on. I'm gonna need all your help, freaks. I mean, I know Pornhub is just one site, but anytime you run across some awful, disgusting, disturbing pornography, send it my way. That stuff is going extinct. But let me just say this right now. As God has my witness, as long as I am breathing, as long as I have air in my lungs and a beating heart, I will continue to bring to you the finest and hilarious hardcore filth. No matter the personal cost to me, I will search far and wide to the ends of the earth, for it is my purpose in life. It's the reason I was put on this earth. And it's because you deserve it. I'm doing it for you. It's a very, very dark day for any porn aficionado. We will rebuild, however. We have to. Moving on now, I have two songs I wanted to share with you. It is your job to tell me which of these songs is the worst. For the life of me, I can't figure this out. It's a tough call. We start with Mead Skelton. He's written and recorded a new Christmas theme song called Economically Depressed Christmas.
Another year has come and gone. I've got no money to burn as I stand here in the unemployment line waiting for my turn. There's not much for Christmas cheer. Things are looking mighty drear. Maybe things will be better, but until then it's stormy weather.
You know he's going to blame the Bolsheviks. Oh, there's got to be a scathing line or two about Joe Biden or AOC or something.
Quarantine and shutdown, spring happy people frowns, frosted window panes of grief and despair, spell Merry Christmas upside down.
Oh, he's really trying to fit a lot of words in there.
As the lights try to hang from the trees, the economy is in a very deep freeze. The carolers won't be calling as the stock market is falling. It's a merrily, economically depressed Christmas this year. Poor Santa Claus is so poor, can't afford to feed his reindeer. And the tree looks like hell, and the eggnog is starting to smell. It's an astronomically, economically depressed Christmas this year.
All right, I think we got a good idea of what that song is about. Switching gears, the other tune that I have has nothing to do with Christmas. As a matter of fact, this is more of an educational tune, reminding you the importance of dental hygiene. I'm sorry, the instrumental already has Mead's song beaten. You should see the visuals here. There was a very early, like 1990s-ish computer animated plane, and then a train, and then there's a kid riding a toothbrush like a witch's broom. Hold on here. And also, the lyric is you may not pilot a plane, you may not drive a train, but you can drive a toothbrush in your mouth or something like that.
You may not drive a train, but you can drive your toothbrush. Do it every day to fight against decay. You may not drive a truck. You may not drive a bus, but you can drive your toothbrush. Do it every day to fight against decay. Your teeth will feel so clean.
No. Pressure. I wanted to like this song more than Meat. I really did.
If you do it right, your teeth will stay nice and white. Let's have a driving lesson.
Stop saying that you're driving a toothbrush. It's so weird. From now on, whenever I go brush my teeth, I'm going to go tell Lord Douche, I'm going to go drive my toothbrush. Choo-choo. Fucking retard. I'm driving a toothbrush in my mouth.
And learn to do it thoroughly. Take your time, don't brush. Let's brush.
I'm just waiting for him to say, drive the toothbrush again.
Make sure to brush the outside, outside. And inside. Your back teeth too, where you chew your food.
they took away all my amateur porn, but this remains online. That's enough of that song, too. All right, we've got to move on anyway. The show, it's late. I want to get this show posted. You know what I'm going to do? As soon as I post this show, I'm going to go drive my toothbrush and go to bed. I'll go drop my toothbrush. Honk, honk.
Brushy, 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 brushy,
brushy, brushy. Stop it.
You may not fly a plane.
No.
You may not drive a train. But you can drive your toothbrush.
Are you guys happy with your pornless world now? This is what we have to look forward to. All right, moving on. Oh, I've got a short cricket clip here. Now, guys, I know nothing about the sport of cricket. It looks like there's someone who throws a ball or something and another person who hits it. After that, I'm completely clueless. The guy who is doing the hitting in this clip has been hit in the balls twice now. He is also completely mic'd up, so we can hear what he's saying as he gets hit in the nuts for a third time.
Oh, no!
Let's hear that again.
Oh, no!
I can't tell if it's the person who was, like, pitching the ball, if they hit his nuts, or if, like, he hit, the way he hit the ball, it sort of bounced down.
Oh, no!
Oh, no! And there's no sympathy from the commentators.
Oh, no!
That, unfortunately, is the third time this evening.
Oh, no. He is down for the count, it looks like. He's fallen and he can't get up.
He might not get up from this.
He's not in good shape.
Yeah, and when your partner's looking quite concerned. Yeah, I think he's in a bit of strife.
Now they're doing the replays.
The reaction.
I'll just take over the commentary for the next bit,
thanks,
fellas.
Mel.
Is this a common thing in cricket? If so, I may need to start watching. Quite an entertaining sport there. I've got two Karens who have met each other in the wild. This sounds dangerous. Karen 1 is in her car. Karen 2 is just getting out of her car. Apparently, there was a altercation that was not caught on camera. I think there was some, like, asshole driving, or maybe this woman stole the other Karen's parking spot.
And you park like an idiot.
You've been reported.
Oh, I already reported you too, baby. Let's see.
It really is like a nature documentary. A Karen's natural defense is reporting. I'm reporting you. No, I reported you. I reported you first.
You park like an idiot.
You've been reported.
Oh, I already reported you too, baby. Let's see.
Oh, Karen 2 is now walking back towards the car of Karen 1.
So she's put my life at risk and my child's life at risk. You've been posted all over Temecula Talk.
So have you.
And I wonder...
I put you on Facebook. I got 10,000 followers on TikTok.
Not only are they reporting each other, they're also posting one another. That's their, like, offensive move. Their attack. I'm posting you on Facebook. I'm posting you on Twitter. I got you on Instagram, bitch. I'm snapping you. I'm next dooring you. We need more social media outlets for Karens.
Ew. And I wonder.
I put you on Facebook. I got 10,000 followers.
I wonder if I was a black woman. I wonder if I was a black woman.
Get the fuck out of my way. Get away from my car. 6 feet.
Oh, is this black? Oh, I think it is. It's black. Black Karen versus white Karen.
People, they come in black and white. Creamy light skin or dark as night. Who do you love? Who do you hate? Let's find out right now. No need to wait.
It's black and white.
Unfortunately, the Blackulator Caucasiatron is going to be useless in this case. It's not calibrated to deal with two Karens in one video clip. We'll just have to try to figure this one out for ourselves, I guess. You know, I'm automatically inclined to say that the white bitch is... more ridiculous because she's bringing race into this.
At risk. You've been posted all over Temecula Talk.
So have you.
And I wonder.
I put you on Facebook. I got 10,000 followers.
I wonder
on
if I was a black woman.
A title.
I wonder if I was a black woman.
Get the fuck out of my way. Get away from my car. 6 feet.
You better back up.
6 feet.
You better back up.
Hold on here. So the black girl, I don't know if she like threw a McDonald's bag at the white chick. Just to sort of paint a picture so we're all on the same page here. Karen 1, who is the black Karen, is in the car. White Karen is outside of the car, and she has now whipped out her pepper spray. It's hard to tell who's in the right here. I'm not sure what Black Karen did. There was some noise as if she threw something at White Karen, but the camera wasn't on White Karen at that moment. White Karen is the one who is like following the Black Karen to her car and is now whipping out the pepper spray. But maybe she threw the pepper spray because she was just hit. It sounds like she has like a McDonald's bag and she just like sort of like is using it to hit the white chick.
Get away from my car. 6 feet.
You better back up.
6 feet.
You better back up.
I got some too.
You better back up.
I got some too.
Somebody call 911.
They both have pepper spray.
You better back up. I got some.
Is that what they call a Mexican standoff?
Somebody call 911 right now.
Get away. Get away from my car. 6 feet. 6 feet! 6 feet! 6 feet!
You're
6 feet! Get away from
You're
my car!
Done.
Help! Help!
You're
help!
So
like, drive away, lady!
6 feet!
Call 911, please!
Get away from my car! Get away from my car!
So funny, they're screeching, screaming like they're in a lot of danger. But they could both just walk away. You know, the one woman's in her car, she can just hit the gas and leave. The other woman is just standing to the side of the car with her phone. Like, just take a step back. You're free to leave, too. Like, no one's stopping you. No one's keeping you from leaving.
Feet. You're
six
done.
Feet.
6 feet.
You're
6 feet.
Away from
You're
my car. Feet. Help. Help.
You're
help.
Done.
6 feet.
Call 911. Please call 911.
Get away from my car.
Oh, Lord.
Get away from my car.
So she, oh, she's so going down.
God, right. Get away from my car.
Hi, I have a lady who has verbally attacked me.
Verbally attacking. And that's where the clip ends. Damn, I want more. Finally, I got to say thanks to Category 5 Aborted Feta Cane. Submitted a new video from our friend Root Pootie. For some reason, I didn't catch this, but apparently Root Pootie just posted a new video a couple days ago. If you don't remember who Root Pootie is, Root is just a YouTube farter. Not sure what his deal is. I think he keeps it kind of vague. He doesn't want people to know if he's straight or gay because he has a lot of gay followers because gays are, well, gross. And they pay for content like this. He has an OnlyFans. I'm guessing it's all just male sniff freaks following him. But he does still post stuff on YouTube. Here he is doing something he calls the leg special.
You ever seen the Fartmaster shake a leg special?
I mean, you can kind of hear what he's doing. He's standing on one leg, shaking his other leg really quickly as he farts. That's what's producing that fart sound. And this is why I really like Root Pootie. I admire him because he is an innovator of sorts. He's coming up with new ways to fart, producing different fart sounds. We've played a lot of fart porn on the show. It's all kind of the same, right? The medium as a whole has been stagnating for a while. I'm so glad Root Pootie is here to shake things up. Literally. He sounds like a goddamn unbalanced washing machine there. Mighty impressive in my book. The videos are also pretty short. This one's only, a little over a minute. And then he ends with a standard fart. Something for everyone.
Pretty raunchy.
Well, yeah, that fart did not sound like one that would be aroma-free. Oh. Okay, well. Root Pootie working hard for your money. Kind of seems like he's going to pass out from his own stink. That a boy, Root. Keep it up. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news. Right now. If you like Distorted View Daily, please consider supporting it. We've got some holiday specials up right now. $6 for a monthly, $60 for a yearly. I'll tell you what, if someone signs up for at least a monthly, I'm going to turn around and spend that money on Root Pootie's OnlyFans. Yes, I found it. I was curious, like, what he does. And I'm kind of shocked to find out it's not just fart porn. Check this shit out. Root Pootie on Twitter says, hashtag master, hashtag alpha, hashtag scat videos on OnlyFans. What? And here is a little sample on Twitter. It looks like, yeah, that's not a fart. There's some substance there. He is taking a shit on the toilet. Now, I'm guessing, you know, I don't know if Root Pootie knows what scat is. I mean, it's just poop. But when I hear scat videos, I think of, oh, my God, he's going to be playing with his shit. I have a feeling it's just Root Pootie taking a dump in the toilet and then maybe showing off what's in the bowl. Maybe I don't want to sign up for this. I promise you, if you sign up for the sideshow, you won't have to look at shit. It's, I wouldn't say scat free because we'll play audio if it's funny, right? But at least, you know, your eyes won't be subjected to crap. When you sign up for the sideshow, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. More importantly, every week we do exclusive shows just for paying freaks. Do at least two of those programs every week for Sideshow members. So it's a great time to sign up. Superfreaksideshow.com. All major credit cards and PayPal accepted. There's other stuff there, too. Exclusive videos. We did a video series this past year called Uncut. I'm debating on if I should bring that back. So if you guys have an opinion, let me know. Other ways to support the program. We've got a Patreon account. Patreon.com/distortedview, where you can pledge as little as a dollar to help out DV. Every little bit helps. There are different levels. If you pledge $5, you get access to a special voicemail line. Some people pledge $20 and I send them physical goodies in the mail. We've done a couple of those drops, as they're called. I want to do one for Christmas as well. We'll say Christmas and New Year's because I doubt this stuff will come before Christmas. And occasionally I'll do personal podcasts over there as well, where I just sort of talk about my life. It's not necessarily funny, not DV worthy stuff. We've done, I don't know how many of those, four or five of those. Check it out. Patreon.com/distortedview. Okay, three very quick stories now. First up, oh no, more from Root Pootie. He's really got to go bad. Damn. I wonder if he's using my technique of dangling the microphone into the bowl, because that's very clear audio. He's in it to win it, man. Okay, now we can get into the news.
I'm so enthused about the news.
This is just a hard episode to listen to, isn't it? Farting, shitting, bad music, me singing. It's a 45-minute test of patience. You made it more than halfway through. Congratulations. Honestly, I would have bailed a long time ago, but I kind of have to be here for this. All right, three very quick stories now. First up, what the fuck is going on in Wisconsin? What is with those people? I thought it was just sort of like an all-American state full of all-American people. No, the state is chock full of ghouls. Brain-eating zombies, I think. Health officials in Wisconsin are warning against the consumption of cannibal sandwiches. Yeah, people in Wisconsin have to be told to not eat the meat of humans, specifically in sandwich form. Human meat cold cuts are never a good idea. All right, so cannibal sandwiches aren't actually made from human flesh, but it's kind of almost just as gross. Yeah, health officials in Wisconsin are warning against the consumption of raw meat this holiday season, specifically in the form of cannibal sandwiches, a favorite among Wisconsinites that consists of raw meat, usually beef, you know, like raw hamburger meat, served on a slice of bread with raw onions. It's also known as tiger meat, and it's a holiday staple for many in the state. Really, many people consuming raw meat. I have never heard of this in my life. Is this common knowledge? You know, everyone seems pretty fucking grossed out when we talk about, you know, consuming raw meat here on the show. We've featured audio of people eating rotten meat, old meat, raw meat. It's nasty, but apparently this is the one time a year where it's socially acceptable to do it, at least in Wisconsin. Is this a thing in multiple states? Wherever you freaks live, have you heard of this? Tiger meat or cannibal sandwiches? I don't know how we made it this far in our civilization. Like, we should all just be dead because we do dumb shit all the time. humans as a species really don't deserve to be so fucking pervasive. We're just multiplying like crazy in spite of ourselves. All right, yes, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is urging people to fully cook their meat. Something even children know. Quote, for many Wisconsin families, raw meat sandwiches are a holiday tradition. Like cookies and milk, like gingerbread men, raw meat sandwiches are a Wisconsin staple this time of year. Eating raw meat is never recommended because of the bacteria it can contain. Ground beef should always be cooked to 160 degrees. That's what the Department of Health Services tweeted out recently. The Department of Health further explained on Facebook that uncooked meat poses a risk of salmonella, E. coli, and listeria. Wisconsin has been warning of foodborne illnesses associated with cannibal sandwiches for years. More than a dozen cases tied to E. coli bacteria were confirmed in 2013 among people who ate the sandwiches. The sandwiches were also reportedly tied to an outbreak in the state in the late 70s and early 90s, basically every decade. Just cook your fucking meat. It's not that hard. Still, not everyone seems to be concerned. So should we stop eating romaine lettuce? Every year that stuff gets recalled for killing people, but I don't see y'all warning people not to eat it, one commenter challenged in a Facebook post. Well, that's some pretty ironclad logic there. You've won me over to your side. I'm going to try presenting Lord Douche with a cannibal sandwich this year. He's going to beat the fuck out of me. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from, I think, somewhere in Canada. One resident is fighting back after a string of Ontario package thefts in her area. Yes, Ontario, Canada. Lori Pringle, a Hamilton resident. That's a dumb name, Lori. Stupid Mrs. Pringle. Lori Pringle, a Hamilton resident, said she's had a number of packages stolen from her porch in the past 3 years. This year, Pringle decided to leave her thieves a smelly surprise, and she packaged up shit into a delivery box before leaving it on her front porch. Please tell me it was Lori Pringle's poop in a box and not like a dog or cat shit or something. Well, it didn't take long for a man to take the bait, and Pringle reports that the box was stolen only 40 minutes later. Well, I live on a very busy downtown street. My front door pretty much opens out onto the sidewalk. Yeah, so it's so easy to just steal the package. I've had a number of packages stolen in the 3 years I've lived here. Yeah, maybe it's time you just invest in a P.O. box or something. It's just always going to happen. As a result, I have a very clear label for all my Amazon packages indicating that they should ring my video doorbell. Well, a couple of the couriers that Amazon uses almost never read the label, so that results in my packages being stolen fairly often. Pringle was even able to capture the reported theft on video and claims that this isn't the first time the suspect has stolen in the area before. I also posted this on the neighborhood app, and somebody said the same guy stole her package as well. Package theft isn't that uncommon during the holiday months, of course. In fact, back in November, the Toronto police put out a public safety alert about a recent increase in package theft in the city. So if you're having a porch pirate situation, you might want to just leave a box of shit. After a thief steals your turds and realizes what he has, he may never want to bother with you again. Or he's going to be really angry, gather some friends of his, break into your house, rape you, and then take all of your shit. So, you know, either one of those two things is going to happen. Are you feeling lucky? All right, final story we have for you today. Oh, this is one of those, like, is this news story? Because it's about, like, one woman and her wacky adventures. It just sounds made up. A bride claims that she wore a secret vibrator on her wedding day, which her husband was controlling. Oh, if I was the groom, every time she had to speak or repeat what the priest was saying or whatever, I'd crank up the intensity on the vibrator, send her through the roof, make her scream. This is what I wish there was video of, not some thief stealing a poop package. Who cares about that? All right, she revealed that she nearly orgasmed in the middle of the dance floor. Oh, this was just during the reception. Oh, big fucking deal. The newlyweds headed to Australia for a bash with their family and friends. This is what people in Australia get to do because there's no fucking coronavirus anymore. You know why? Because they all wore their stupid masks. It wasn't a big deal and it's over with now for them. It's us here, we have to wait for this vaccine and, you know, half the fucking population's not going to take it because they're afraid they're going to turn into tards or something. I hope it turns me into a tard, quite frankly. I want someone to take care of me, wipe my ass, and feed me. It's time I get pampered, both in the sense of, you know, people taking care of my every wish and literally pampering me because I have to wear diapers because I can't control my bowels anymore. You know, every guy's dream. All right, the newlyweds headed to Australia for a bash with their family and friends after having an initial ceremony in the U.S. Oh, really? You probably brought back the coronavirus. You just reinfected your entire country. Why would you come to America? And this woman brought her grandmother with her to the United States. Rest in peace, Nana. As this was their second wedding, the pair decided to mix it up, with the husband suggesting his new wife. Of course, it was the guy suggesting this. Wear a vibrator. The husband suggested his new wife wear a secret vibrator all night long. Hey, if you want a good deal on vibrators that you can conceal in your pussy or whatever, check out adamandeve.com. 50% off just about any item when you use promo code FREAK. Oh my God, it's Christmas time. Now's the perfect time to get your loved one a little spicy gift to sex up your relationship, or a sexy gift to spice up your relationship. If you don't like spicy things, I don't know. We've got some savory vibrators too. Mild and bland. Adam and Eve has you covered. Go there. Coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. Use that at checkout. Get half off just about any item. You'll get free shipping. They'll throw in some free gifts. Tell them Tim sent you. All right. Well, just use coupon code FREAK. They'll know what that means. By the way, this is what separates the amateur podcasters from the professionals like me. I can work a commercial in the middle of a news story. That's a talent, baby. All right. The bride initially agreed to the saucy edition, thinking it was just a joke. But a few days later, before the event, she says her husband bought a new vibrator, which he could control from his phone. They tested it to make sure the sound level was discreet. How many BTUs is that thing running? Why did you go for the diesel-powered model? It's so loud. And there's smoke coming up from my dress. It's stinky. Yeah, they tested it to make sure the sound level was discreet. And all throughout the night, she said her husband pretended to check texts or take photos when he was really controlling the sexy toy. The bride gushed. Ew. People were slipping on the dance floor. Nana almost broke her neck. All right. No, that's not a different kind of gush. The bride gushed. This, after marrying my husband, of course, was the best decision I made about our wedding day. At first, the woman thought her other half had forgotten about the device until it came to the speeches. Yep. That husband's an asshole. A man after my own heart. The bride stood up to say a few words, and the groom took the opportunity to have some fun. She said, at first it was subtle, enough so I could feel it and for me to stumble on my words as it was turned on unexpectedly, not so intensely that I couldn't regain my composure. As she came to the end of her speech, her husband cranked up the settings, with the bride saying, when this began, I completely lost my place and began to wiggle around like I needed to desperately go to the toilet. As soon as she finished the speech, he turned it back down, but she revealed he sporadically turned up the vibrations all throughout the night. The bride admitted, this is the time where I nearly orgasmed in the middle of the dance floor, literally surrounded by family and friends. Gross. The bride says she finally took it out at the end of the night. Well, I'm glad you didn't keep it in. It's been in there for 7 months.
If you want to stick anyone or multiple things on this following list on your vagina,
don't put it there.
You're gonna get vagina cancer. Batteries.
Vagina cancer.
Day-old Chinese.
Vagina cancer.
Pekingese.
Yes, the dreaded toxic shock syndrome. The bride, though, didn't suffer from TSS. She says she finally took it out at the end of the night and reckoned it was the best foreplay of her life. So there you go. Women, try that out on your most special of days, exchanging those vows in front of the eyes of God. Y'all going to hell. You need Jesus. Okay, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right. I should mention, in case maybe you missed it, I did do a weekend podcast. I posted it last night. So if you missed it, go back, listen to the Sunday show. It was a fun one. I was making up for the fact that we missed a program last week on Thursday. It was a makeup show. I always try to make up programs. Go back, listen to that. Many ways to contact the program, show@distortedview.com. That's my email address. I'm all over social media, @distortedview on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/distortedviewshow. We are no longer on Pornhub. Yes, I did have a couple videos, mostly from that old website, ungod.ly. I did some really nasty stuff. Not me personally. Again, I wasn't jerking off for you ladies, but that's all gone now because only verified accounts and porn studios can post on porn. You know, I was reading a story about it, and apparently there is like 13.5 million videos as of Sunday night. And then today, there's only 2.9 million. That means that they, you know, Pornhub wiped out 10 million videos. That's a lot. It's kind of wrecking their whole business, you would think. But on the flip side, Pornhub isn't making any money because Visa and MasterCard cut ties because of like weird shit that was being found, probably like underage stuff. And so like MasterCard and Visa don't want anything to do with Pornhub right now. Pornhub can't make any money because of that. So it almost doesn't matter how many videos are on Pornhub. So I'm guessing they're deleting anything that where, you know, there might be some questionable stuff happening, all unverified accounts. And, you know, they're going to try to appeal MasterCard and Visa to please, please restore our accounts.
Hey, Tim, it's Cat Lady. I'm calling about my mom again, telling me about how she has lied about how well she went along with her landlady. She's like, I'm fine.
What? What? Is that English, what you're speaking right now?
How she has lied about how well she went along with her landlady. She's like, I'm fine.
Salam alaikum. What are you saying? You're my mom? I'm sorry. I really can't get this.
About how she has lied about how well she went along with her landlady. She's like, I finally tried to call you earlier, but you were probably very busy, and I understand. I've had it up to my neck with my landlady. First, she forces my roommate into a mental hospital, and now she is not only acting like a complete bipolar nutcase. My mom is also a bipolar nutcase, by the way. But she assaulted me.
I'm getting some of this. I don't know if I'm stroking out right now or what is happening.
Kitchen this morning with my own stainless steel drink cup that was full with ice and Diet Coke. I don't know. She was mad that I cleaned her.
I don't think it's just me because when these calls come in, they're automatically transcribed. But with this voicemail, it says transcription not available. I think the AI just gave up.
With her fucking rags and her CD cringe with her fucking rags, blah, blah, blah. She has tried my patience before, but now she says I can't use her plate and pots and pans.
Guys, am I crazy here? I'm getting some of the words, but not enough to understand. I'm sorry, Lovely Cat. I got to move on today. I think it's me.
Hello, Hansanovich. Vladimir Putin here. Good day. I'm calling. A couple things I heard over today as I listened to the past couple episodes. Perez Hilton was crying about his accounts being suspended.
That was so great. That was on the Sunday show, right? Yeah, Perez Hilton, that gossip blogger, lost his mind because they banned him from TikTok, and he's like, my world is crumbling. I feel like I'm dying.
On TikTok or YouTube? I think YouTube, right?
No, TikTok.
And he was talking about throwing a Hail Mary to the D'Amelio family, Charlie D'Amelio.
Yes.
Let us hope that it is Greg Williams calling the defense on this Hail Mary for Perez Hilton's sake. If you're one of the six people that get my reference, come and join the Discord. You probably should be in my fantasy football league at some point. I know the year is past.
I thought you were making a Brady Bunch reference. Wasn't Greg Williams, Greg Brady? Oh, no, that's Barry Williams.
Well, Charlie D'Amelio is one of these, I believe she is the most popular TikToker in the world.
Like, I learned that yesterday when I was doing research on my niece's presents.
150 billion fans or something.
Well,
followers, whatever you call them on TikTok. And she is one of those people, like, you're walking by your daughter who is watching video, and you see like a person dancing, and she rolls her hips in a way that makes you go, wait a second. Let me watch for a second.
Oh.
And then I
was wondering what the appeal was because I was watching some of her YouTube videos and it was the most boring fucking shit.
Child, you ask, child, how old is this girl? And she is like 15 and you feel really bad and like walk away.
You feel
away
bad that she gave you a boner.
And go look at yourself in the mirror for a long time. That is who Charlie D'Amelio is. It's you're somewhat lucky to not have to deal with these types of situations, Tim. Good day, Fritz.
Does that mean Vlad has a teenage daughter? Sounds like there's someone in his life that's young. Oh, we're learning a little more about Vlad. I don't know if he wants that, but he let some beans spill.
I'm gonna keep it sweet and short. I thank Love Lady Cat Lady's pussy.
Oh yeah. I'm just reaching this point in the voicemails. Remember a few months ago when we were trying to guess what Level 80 Cat Lady's cunt smells like? Whatever happened with that? I thought we were going to do some contest where she was going to wear panties or for a couple days.
Pussy or panties.
You guys got to stay on top of that because I forget these things.
Smells like fresh caught bass. Not too fishy. Good smell. Very edible. Okay.
A fresh cotton bass smell.
Wanted to say.
All right, good guess. Thank you so much for calling in with that. Let's end the show right there. That is all the time we have on. We're not going to be able to top that. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
6 feet. 6 feet. 6 feet.
You're
6
dying.
Feet. Get away from
You're
my car.
Seven.
Help. Help!
Ride the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you can criticize podcasts. Very important. Tomorrow's show is going to be Sideshow exclusive. If you want to hear it, sign up right now. We've got some good deals. I want as many people as possible joining the fun on the Sideshow. Go there right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Membership's very inexpensive. I will see you back tomorrow, if and only if you're Sideshow members. Otherwise, we'll be back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
If you're gay and on a date, let me stimulate your prostate. Twist that wrist when you're sitting on my fist. Different types of lubricant, water-based, silicone, and spit right where he shits. Sitting on my fist.
Woozy from the poppers in a stupor. Now my feeling in your blown out pooper. It's a drooper.
Call a good proctologist, cause I think I may have felt an anal cyst when you were sitting on my fist. I think you may have taken a poo. Yes, I smell that number two digging out that chimney coal. I lost my watch deep in your hole. Punch fuck that rectal wall. Reach around and grab my balls. I'm covered in slime. What a fun gay old time. If you're gay and on a date, let me stimulate your prostate. Twist that wrist sitting on my fist. Different types of lubricant, water-based, silicone, and spit right where he shits sitting on my fist.
Woozy from the poppers in a stupor. Now my feeling in your blown out pooper. It's a drooper.
Call a good proctologist, cause I think I felt an anal cyst when I...
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scrod Media Group. Learn more at scrod.net.